Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob. How are you? Oh, Rob, give the microphone a wiggle, will you?
How's that?
That's better. There we go.
Great.
That was a dramatic wiggle as well. It's all go this morning here at BFM.
Oh, now they're starting to drill. What is going on?
Tis the season.
Okay, after last week's thing about tardigrades, I actually found it quite polarising.
Oh, okay.
On whether they are cute or not. You didn't think they were?
I think I've come round to them. I think they are cute. I think the fact that they're called moss piglets has helped, which is an extremely cute name, to be honest.
Well, I was actually, Sophia Jones, who's the daughter of Renee and Phil, actually reached out to me. She's the founder, member and spokesperson for TAX.
For TAX?
Which is the Tardigrades Are Cute Society. I'm now an honorary member.
Are you pulling my leg? Is this a classic?
Well, am I? Who knows? Who knows?
I'm too gullible for this segment.
Renee knows, because I told her about it yesterday. Anyway, so that's going on. But there's two things I want to say about them before I get into my main thing. And the first thing is, on Monday, I read an article, had lots of wheelbarrow words in it, but they were basically slating the scientists who did them experiments.
Oh, right.
So, obviously, they listen to our podcasts.
Oh, there we go. They've been tuning into the Mind Trench.
So, you know, sometimes I do speak a bit of sense. Now, this story here, NASA is preparing to rocket about 5,000 tardigrades and 128 glow-in-the-dark baby squid into space.
A glowing-in-the-dark squid.
Yep.
So, how did that happen? Well, that seems like one of those things that shouldn't be allowed.
They're on their way
to
the International Space Station. Now, I started to really think about this, and this is going to tie into my story that I'm going to talk about now. Since the US government's report on unidentified aerial phenomena, or UFOs,
it's
coming out really... It's supposed to be out today, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute.
All right.
And actually, this thought struck me. I reckon they put them on the space station, so in case any aliens turn up, they're going to think them two are the dominant species on the planet.
What, the glowing squids?
And the tardigrades. I think it's genius. They're going to be in for such a shock, do you know
There's
what I mean?
The top of the Darwin sort of species thing is
like,
actually glowing squids and tardigrades.
Yeah. They're doing some experiments with them. I don't know. I was thinking the other day, you've got scientists and they got the COVID stuff. They're all the people working on that. And these other people have got nothing to do.
They're like, oh, you know, let's just see what happens if we throw a squid in space.
Fair play to them for doing it. But anyway, all right, this leads me to my big story in America. The Pentagon were asked last December by Marco Rubio, a Republican senator from Florida. I'm going to stop there. I could go into one about him, but I'm not going to investigate UFOs. They've actually been rebranded unidentified aerial phenomena by the US military.
What?
Yeah.
I've been kind of like only touching in on the UFO stuff like ever so slightly.
Same here.
Because it slightly freaks me out if I start to think about it too much. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm just going to put that in a box that I don't have to necessarily look at.
Well, it's supposed to be out today. But I checked the story out and they reckon it's not because the agencies can't get together. They had the help of the Senate Intelligence Committee. I'm going to stop right there as well. Senate Intelligence Committee.
Oh, yep.
That could have so many different connotations, couldn't it?
Are they
trying to find an intelligent senator?
That's not going to happen. Would be hard, I think. Hard work on that one there, maybe.
I've looked at some of the sightings, and it's all come from like military pilots and stuff. There's something going on. I don't know what it is.
Are you an alien believer?
Do you believe? Do you want
to believe? I believe in ancient aliens. Mm. I believe ancient aliens came here quite a while ago. And done. I don't know. Do you?
Lyrics like, do I say
that's
to
the
everyone
trouble. If
on
you
air?
Ask me a question, I'm going to ask you one straight back.
When I was younger, I was obsessed, and I think it hasn't really gone away. I can't deny the existence of other life forms.
Oh, no, exactly. No, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. I've seen things in the sky that I can't explain.
I mean,
same.
Did you go and watch The Big Blood Moon last week, Rob?
Yes.
It was pretty amazing, yeah, eh? Did you see it, Lyric?
I did. I was freezing in the cold to watch it.
But it was pretty amazing.
That's another thing that trips me out. Well, I went outside just before the fire alarm went off. I could see the sun and the moon in the sky at the same time, and that freaks me right out.
Feels very Truman Show, eh?
So I always assume the Northern Hemisphere has got nothing. They're in complete darkness.
But yeah, they're just...
End of days.
Sitting in the dark.
I'm 50-50 with this one. It's all going to come out, but I don't know.
All the UFO texts are just going to come flooding through any second now. I can just tell.
I don't know. Are they weapons? Some people are saying they're us from the future. Don't believe that. It's ridiculous.
Have you not watched Back to the Future? I mean, we'd all be driving around in old, cool cars if that was the case, but...
It's just fantasy. I don't know. There's something going on out there, and I have no idea what it's on about.
Alien agnostic, is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, right. Alien atheist, that's what I am.
But that means you don't think they believe at all, but you sound like you're...
But yeah, I'm 50-50. Some of the things they talk about, like these probes and all that's just ridiculous. And coming down and doing experiments on cows and all that. Why?
I mean, there'd be more interesting things to experiment on than a cow, to be honest. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And also they're tying it up with a Bigfoot. So some people tie it up with Bigfoot sightings.
Got to wrap a ring around everything, don't you?
Yes, whatever. But that's going to be an ongoing story and we might talk about that later.
Rob, do you have a poem for us this morning?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll hit the sting.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Now, I actually wrote this one on the bus coming up from Britomart to here. And in actual fact, the track I was listening to was longer than it took me to write this. It's a very short one, right? Tardigrades are the cutest micro animals you'll ever see. They look like a soggy croissant that's been soaked in a bucket of tea. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Nice. I like a one-line poem. Yeah. That's a great one. Yeah. They do look like a soggy croissant. Perfect. If anyone was trying to work out what we were talking about, just imagine tiny soggy croissants in your head and you've got it pat. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.